see in Nigeria is helping to train annex public affairs officers. We started the first leg of this training in Lagos at the Lagos Consulate on the 18th, and we started the second leg of the same training for the public affairs officers in the northern part of the country yesterday, and we are going to end the training on the 25th of this month. That is on Friday.
How will this be beneficial to Electoral Commission officials ahead of next year's general election?
It will be of tremendous value to the Commission in the sense that, one, the public officers will be in a position to do their jobs more confidently and more competently than they used to do before. The kind of training that we were exposed to by especially the lead facilitator, that is Darwin Johnson, was such that it exposed our public affairs officers as to how they can write press releases, as to how they can organize press conferences, as to how they can conduct these press conferences, and as to how they can communicate effectively with stakeholders. And as you know, between now and the 2015 general elections, we are going to do a lot of communicating with stakeholders, especially the political parties, the media, civil society organizations, and the voters themselves. And in Nigeria, we have not less than 72 million registered voters.
How will this have an impact on the negative perception of Nigerian prospective voters of the Commission's ability to organize credible vote in next year's elections?
Well, elections generally are a matter of perception. The fact that the EMB itself has to be seen to be up and doing and conduct elections that are credible, that are fair, and that are transparent. Nigerians also need, and the members of the international community also need, to see these elections are truly transparent. And it is the public affairs officers that can help the EMB, that is the election management body, in this case, INEC, to project INEC as an organization that is determined and irrevocably resolved to conducting elections that are free and fair.
What should Nigerian voters expect following this rigorous training being organized by the U.S. Embassy in Nigeria?
Well, we expect that Nigerian voters will be better educated and that our public affairs officers will devise strategies other than the orthodox ones that we used to do, to reach out to the millions of voters that are going to cast their votes. We expect that the public affairs officers will be in a better position to effectively communicate the Commission's messages and policies to the many stakeholders of INEC. We expect that the public affairs officers also will exude confidence. They will radiate confidence in the way they do their jobs, because this training is going to confer a lot of skills on them, and it is when they acquire the skills that I believe they can do their jobs well. And the first batch that came out of this training was full of happiness, full of appreciation of the kind of benefits they got from the training. And I believe that the second batch, which is ongoing in Abuja, is going to also reflect the same kind of appreciation and understanding of the communication process.